keep air going through it, you know.
Yeah. Have you, well, you know, time to pay the bill. When you go to the store and you buy something, and the grocer, say, if you had a lot of kids or something like that, he might give you a little extra, and he'd say it's for...
We call that lanyap, huh?
Lanyap, mm-hmm. Yeah, for lanyap.
We used to have an old fellow here in the store. He was raised over here on the bayou.
Yeah.
And we'd go over there and get a nickel or dime worth of candy, and we'd tell him, say, ain't you gonna give us a little bit of lanyap? He just reached down in that bucket, like, always had candy in buckets, like wooden bucket.
Yeah.
He'd just catch a handful and give you almost as much as you buy. Yeah. They claimed when he was young, he was fooling around with corn, and corn went down in his throat some kind of way and got jammed. But it made him nervous, like. And he'd make all kind of motions. He'd be jumping like that, and he'd make like that, you know, all kind of faces like that. Sometimes he'd holler, cat shit. Boy, us kids, we used to have more fun with that old man. God damn. He talked the same language we did and all that, but he was working at Simon and Brick and Lumber Company there in the store there.
Yeah.
But we used to have more fun with that old man, I'm telling you.
Did you have a mill right here where you got your corn ground?
No.
You did?
That's something we never did have, and I'll tell you something else we never did have. Everybody, well, around Pearl River, like, they all had that, and we never had that. It's a smokehouse. We never had that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. My daddy never would...
Hey, Jim. Come on, Mike.
Daddy never would have a smokehouse.
He would?
No, that's a funny thing. We always had fresh pork all the time because he had hogs, you see. He could kill all the time, and we always had fresh pork all the time. And never smoked like bacon and ham and all that kind of stuff. But Pearl River, they all had them over there, and they'd live practically off of that because they had hogs all over in the swamp. They turned them loose on the island, like, and they'd have young ones. They'd go over there in the evening and whoop two, three times, and them hogs would come there, and they'd feed them there and all that. Anytime they wanted one, they'd go out there and get it, kill it, right? Cut it all up, put it in the smokehouse and all that kind of stuff. But we never did do that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised my daddy never did do that.
Would your daddy ever get, he got his meat from the what?
Beef, like?
Yeah, got it from the...
Well, we'd get that from the butcher.
Yeah.
Them days they used to kill their own cattle and all that. Like we used to kill some sometimes. They had a place wherever they'd call it their slaughterhouse, like Salmon. They had a whole lot of cattle and all that, and they had a certain place on the bayou here where they would use for that, where they could throw the trash away and all that kind of stuff, you know, they would dump, go down in the bayou. Never had no trouble then. And they passed a law now that you can't do that. It's all got to be government inspected. You see all that meat stamped. Now, we were talking about that yesterday, me and my wife. Every piece of meat now, you got to see where they stamp it.
Yeah.
See where they got a round stamp? Well, the government got a man that goes around and stamp all that meat. See if it's in good shape and all that. Well, what we used to do, we used to have plenty of time, we'd have a shooting match, what we call. We take like a calf and
male calf?
Yeah, a year old, yearling, you know, right?
Yeah.
Or either a cow that was in good shape, fat. So we'd get a butcher to come there and give us the price on it, and then we'd refuse it. And we'd get, say, about 10 boxes of shell, 12 boxes of shell,